Assist retired slash near retired client to ready for retirement. Clients will have to adjust their thinking as they near or enter retirement. Many decisions they have made in the past will need to be revisited. Depending on the client's individual circumstances, some habits may need to change. Hopefully, the client's financial planning up to this point will make this period of life transition relatively easy and smooth, but that does not mean a counselor cannot still provide support. There are still decisions to make and important actions to take, including Medicare enrollment, adjusting spending plans for retirement, when and how to enroll in Medicare, and more. Medicare is defined as a federal health insurance program primarily for individuals aged 65 and older, and for certain younger individuals with disabilities or specific medical conditions. Medicare is generally available to all Americans and permanent residents when they reach age 65. There is some coverage for Americans younger than 65 with disabilities. Counselors should be prepared to inform and educate clients about the enrollment process. Enrollment takes place online via the Medicare.gov website. A client's decision of when to enroll in Medicare is based on answers to some questions. Is the client almost 65? The Medicare Parts A and B initial enrollment period, IEP, begins 3 months before turning 65. This is a 7-month time span that lasts until the end of the third month after turning 65. Most eligible persons are expected to enroll in Medicare Parts A and B during the IEP. Failure to do so can subject a client to a late enrollment penalty for Part B. The penalty takes the form of a permanent increase to their premium. Does the client still have employment-based health insurance? If yes, the client may want to postpone enrollment and can delay enrolling in Medicare Part B without a penalty so long as they use the Special Enrollment Period, SEP, that starts when employment ends and lasts 8 months. If the employer has less than 20 employees, then Medicare becomes their primary insurance and they can use the IEP to avoid coverage gaps. Is the client already receiving Social Security or Railroad Retirement Benefits? If so, they will automatically be enrolled in Parts A and B when they turn 65. Coverage always begins on the first of a month, either the month the client turns 65 or the first of the next month. Clients should be pointed to the Medicare and slash or Social Security websites to learn their exact initial enrollment period dates. State Health Insurance Assistance Program, SHIP, is defined as a federally funded, state-run program that offers free counseling to Medicare beneficiaries, their families, and caregivers to help them understand and navigate their health insurance options. If a client has employer-provided health insurance, they should seek assistance from a SHIP advisor to learn more about enrollment and eligibility for Medicare. These are professionals and volunteers specially trained to provide people with local, in-depth, and unbiased counseling and education related to Medicare eligibility, enrollment, and coverage. If a client needs the assistance of a SHIP advisor, ASCs should direct them to the shifhelp.org website, which has a SHIP locator tool that can give the client information about SHIP advisors in their state. There are certain other circumstances that can extend or alter a client's initial enrollment period, and whether or not they will have to pay a penalty, including natural disasters and emergencies. Inaccurate or misleading information was received. Incarceration. Working or serving overseas. There is a guide in the additional resources that counselors can use to help with Medicare enrollment. Assist client to adjust spending plan for retirement. An AFC will need to be able to assist their clients in bringing all of this retirement planning information together into a workable retirement budget. There is no one-size-fits-all retirement budget. Everyone's needs are different, just as how they envision their retirement is different. The way a client envisions their retirement can change throughout their lives, including after retirement. A counselor should be prepared to check in with their clients about retirement, to discuss any changes to their plans and hopes, and help them assess if they are on track or able to live their preferred retirement lifestyle. A counselor should check in with their clients about their evolving retirement plans to see if any changes have arisen. Three common areas of change include travel. Does the client envision increasing the amount of travel they do during their retirement? If so, the clients will need to assess how much they will need to go on their trips and vacations without neglecting their expenses at home. Hobbies. Does the client envision either taking up new hobbies or spending more time on existing hobbies during retirement? If so, how much will the client need to pursue this hobby? Hobbies can vary wildly in cost, so it can help if a counselor educates their client about how increased hobby costs can fit within their retirement budget. Entertainment. Does the client envision spending more time dining out, going to the theater or movies, and other entertainment options? With more free time, it is normal for people to want to go out more, so an increased entertainment budget will be an important consideration. Of course, not all entertainment involves going out. Some retirees may wish to entertain more at their home or do more home cooking, which may be cheaper than going out but will still need to be incorporated into a budget. Sometimes a client's desired retirement lifestyle may not be adequately reflected in their level of savings. It is possible that inadequately planning for retirement might result in a client outliving their savings and running out of money. Sometimes life events can raise obstacles to attaining the level of savings needed to live the desired retirement lifestyle. In other cases, a client will have investments for retirement that have lost value in the market. In such cases, a counselor can discuss options with their client that might help them still live an approximate version of their preferred retirement. Delay retirement. If insufficient savings have been accumulated, it might be necessary to continue working after the age the client wants to retire in order to build up savings and delay drawing down their savings. Downsize, to live within their means and still engage in the activities, travel, hobbies, etc. that they want to during retirement, clients could consider moving into a smaller and cheaper home. This could provide a boost to available funds and also lower ongoing costs, taxes, maintenance, utilities, and so forth. Relocate. Moving somewhere with a lower cost of living may be necessary to make retirement savings stretch as needed. This can cause considerable emotional strain if retirees have to move away from their family and friends. Temporarily adjust retirement budget. If a client's retirement savings are in the form of investments, there may be times when the market value of these investments is low. Clients may want to adjust their spending downward in these times so that they do not spend too high a percentage of their total retirement savings in these years, or it could impact the savings left for their remaining retirement years. If the market recovers, the client could revert to their prior retirement budget. Of course, not all of these might be viewed as negatives by a client, because every client's preferred retirement lifestyle will be different and specific to them. Some of these options may be part of their planned retirement. For example, some may want to continue working in order to stay active, and for some, the idea of downsizing and slash or relocating is exactly what they want after they retire. It is important to work with the client to identify their specific goals and the potential challenges or obstacles to achieving them. As with all stages of financial planning, it is important to revisit and reassess plans that have been made. A counselor can work with a client to make adjustments in the lead-up to retirement and also over the course of their retirement years to ensure that their plans adequately match their means with their needs.